Kansas communities dreamed big in the early part of 2020, looking toward projects that would revive their cities. Then the coronavirus put a stop to many of the plans, especially the ones relying on tax revenues. Erica Hunzinger and Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service break down the state of Kansas's economic development projects.
Once businesses shut down, state and local governments obviously saw fewer sales and less sales tax revenue. Do we know by just how much that dropped?
Well, yeah, Kansas updated their forecast for their tax revenue last month. And one of the things they said was by summertime next year, they're expected to lose about $1.3 billion in tax revenue, including sales tax revenue. And the state and a lot of local communities rely on sales tax to fund these new big economic development projects that a lot of Kansas communities were really banking on and dreaming about.
One of the biggest projects that I think had been going on and would have likely relied on some kind of sales tax was in Wichita. I believe they were hoping to capitalize on their riverfront and that new AAA baseball team. So what happened there?
Well, in January of this year, this public-private partnership unveiled this $1.2 billion overhaul plan for Wichita's riverfront with the idea that would help draw in and keep a talented workforce. But before the city and county could really consider those plans, they were canceled, partially because they couldn't physically meet. But Wichita Vice Mayor Cindy Claycomb says there's another problem that just comes down to money. One of the ideas to pay for this plan was a sales tax increase.
Now you take that to the vote of the public, but right now I don't think there's any appetite for a sales tax increase. They were looking at donations. I suspect that philanthropy is, you know, a little uncertain right now. So it's that whole grouping of different funding mechanisms that would also keep us from moving forward right now.
She's not sure if they'll even be able to consider the project in 2021 or if the project is going to have to change pretty dramatically. One of the ideas is a new convention center, but will people still be interested in going to convention centers in a post or current social distancing world?
This changes the conversation a little bit. At least it will in the long term in terms of what comes back and what doesn't come back and what comes back differently.
So that's the city side of this issue. What's happening with development in rural communities?
Well, they're in a similar spot. I reached out to Bourbon County, and they said, again, close to the beginning of the year, they were considering this multi-use facility for rodeos and horse shows. And that might not sound as flashy as a new riverfront, but that's a pretty big project for a smaller community. Jody Hayner is the economic development director for Bourbon County. She says that project's on hold, and a lot of her focus has had to shift to just keeping businesses afloat and supporting them.
I've been on the phone with business owners 9 and 10 o'clock at night just crying. You know, you become a little more of a grief counselor.
And I'm hearing the same thing from other rural communities, too.
And the state of Kansas is also out there trying to lure businesses here. Is that a difficult job during the pandemic?
Well, that's one thing that was a little bit of a surprise talking to the Department of Commerce. They say they're fairly busy. Compared to this same time last year, they have more than double the number of businesses interested in building some sort of physical location in Kansas. And that's because some businesses are actually still doing pretty well during this pandemic. Think about companies that ship personal protective equipment. They want distribution centers, and they're looking at Kansas as a place to do that. But the Department of Commerce is still urging caution for any developers relying on projects funded by sales taxes, just because, again, those sales taxes are not reliable right now.
Stephen, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Erica.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.